请我们一同翻开启示录。
Let us turn together to the book of Revelation.
我们读第一节，第一章第一节到第三节。
We'll be reading Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
找着了好不好？我们同声来读它。
After we have found it, let us read it together.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了我们再读第九节开始
读到
末了二十节
Read from verse 9 beginning with verse 9 to the end verse 20
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上当主日我被圣灵感动听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说你所看见的当写在书上达于以弗所士美拿别加摩菲亚菲拉撒迪菲拉铁菲老底加那七个教会我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话既转过来就看见七个金灯台灯台中间有一位好像人子身穿长衣直垂到脚胸间束着金带他的头与发洁白如白羊毛如雪眼目如红火焰脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜声音如同重水的声音他右手拿着七星从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑面貌如同烈日放光我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样他用右手按着我说不要惧怕我是首先的我是末后的又是那存活的我曾死过现在又活了直活到永永远远并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘那七星就是七个教会的使者七灯台就是七个教会我们晚上读经暂时就读这么多
We'll conclude our scripture reading here for now.
我们再有一点简短的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises to you.
你这一次召聚我们众人一同来到你的面前。
Indeed, you have gathered us together as one in thy presence.
主啊，你就是要向我们说你心中的话。
Lord, it is your desire to speak to us the words in your heart.
主啊，我们愿意俯伏在你的跟前
Lord, we're willing to prostrate before your presence.
我们向你承认自己无有
And we confess that we're nothing.
我们向你承认自己无能
And we confess that we're unable.
但是我们愿意得着一个能听的耳
But we do ask that you'll give us a listening ear.
主啊，你怎样向约翰，向七个教会说话？
Or just as you spoke to John and to the seven churches.
主啊，今天晚上愿你也向我们说话。
Lord, likewise, may you speak to us this evening.
你怎样在灵里向约翰显现你的自己
？How you reveal yourself in the spirit to John?
愿今天晚上你也向我们的心显现。
We do pray that you reveal yourself in our hearts.
让我们被你自己所充满。
that we would be filled by you,
被你自己所得着,
that we would be gained by you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告,
Lord, we thank thee for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
we pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主给我们机会一同来到这里。
We thank the Lord that he has given us this opportunity to gather together here.
今天早晨我们弟兄已经把主话语清楚地说在我们中间。
This morning, our brother has already speaking very clearly the word of God to us.
下午王弟兄也给我们看见主必要快回来。
In the afternoon, our brother Wong has also shown to us that our Lord shall quickly return.
许多的事情发生。
Now, there are many things that will take place.
不是照着人的猜测预想。
And it's not according to what we expect or imagine.
而是照着神主宰的权柄和他的全能。
But it is according to the sovereign authority and power of God.
这一次我个人感觉我是不配，没有资格在这里和弟兄姊妹交通。
Indeed, this time I do feel that I'm unworthy and that I'm not worthy to share before brothers and sisters.
因为呢我在主面前是极其的贫穷和软弱。
Now, because I'm exceedingly lacking before the Lord and weak in His presence.
但是在这里的弟兄姊妹们呢，一再的鼓舞，一再的带导。
Now, but the brothers and sisters have continually encouraged me and interceded and prayed for me. 所以
我鼓起勇气来到这里。
So I take up courage and come forth.
我和在波特兰的弟兄姊妹讲呢，我好像一个学生准备去考 final 一样。
And I said to the brethren in Portland, I'm like a student that is heading off to the finals.
但是很感谢主，我一到了到了 San Francisco 这一带。
But once I arrived in the San Francisco Bay Area,
我实在感觉没有惧怕，反而得着许多的扶持和鼓励。
But on the contrary, that I have no fear, but I've received much encouragement.
这一次呢，主给我一点的负担，是和弟兄姊妹一同来思想启示录第一章到第三章。
This time the Lord has impressed upon me to share with brothers and sisters from Revelation chapter 1 through 3.
我们知道一般读圣经的人告诉我们这三章圣经呢是一个很重要的意象。
We know that many who read the Bible tell us that these three chapters show us a very important revelation.
是使徒约翰呢从主那里领受关乎整个将来必成的事里面第一个意象。
Now, this is the first vision of many visions which John the Apostle received from the Lord of the things to come.
就是我们的主耶稣基督他的复活得荣耀属天的大祭司在七个金灯台中间。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ who is the risen one, our high priest who has risen and walks in the middle of the seven golden lampstands.
我们盼望主给我们恩典和怜悯。
Now we do look to the Lord to give us grace and mercy.
在这几天三堂的聚会里面，我们一同来思想其中的内容。
In these few days, let us look and consider the content in these three chapters.
在第一章第三节里面
，In chapter one, verse three,
使徒约翰告诉我们说，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的。都是有福了。
The Apostle John tells us,
因为日期近了。
Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
我想呢，借着这一节圣经和我们中间一些年轻的或者是初蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，我们有一点交通。
Now I want to have some further fellowship in these words here for the teenagers and for those who just accepted the Lord.
圣经里面有几卷书呢是相当不容易读的。
There are a few chapters in the Bible that are not easy for us to read.
比如说旧约里面的利未记。
For example, it's not easy for us to read Leviticus in the Old Testament.
好多出信的弟兄姊妹告诉我们说他读摩西五经的时候读到利未记就把它跳过去。
There are many brothers and sisters who are new believers tell us when they read the five books of Moses, they'll skip over Leviticus.
因为它里面讲到许多的规条。
Because in it, there are many ordinances.
讲到侍奉讲到生活。
It speaks about service and of life.
那我们看在先知书里面也有一卷书是不容易读的。
Likewise, in the prophetic books, there is a book that's not easy for us to read.
就是以西结书。
And that's the book of Ezekiel.
我们知道读以西结书呢好像看神话故事一样。
Now we know when we read the book of Ezekiel, it is like looking, reading a myth.
有人说呢，以西结书第一章那里面所描述的
Some tell us the descriptions in Ezekiel chapter 1 is like some of the myths and fables of a Chinese legend.
那么也有科学家说呢, 以西结书第一章里面, 以西结看见的那个闪烁火的大云呢, 是北极光。
And some tell us, the scientists tell us, that the light of the lightning and the cloud, which Ezekiel saw in chapter 1, is like the northern light.
因为神用异象, 借着先知向我们说话,
that is because God speaks to us through the prophet through a vision.
在这些异象里面有许多标记, 表号的事物,
in these visions, there are many things that are symbolic.
我们人呢, 很喜欢把它对成今天地上我们看见物质的事情。
Many would like to liken those to some physical matters that we see today.
但是这些标记和表号呢, 它可能有一些地上实物做对照,
yet, even though some of these types or signs, symbols may be an actual physical item that we can relate to, 所以, but it is beyond that meaning.
所以有一位西方的服侍主的仆人这样讲,
therefore, there is a servant of the Lord.
这些标记表号呢, 有点像东方人戏剧里面的一些的标记和表号。
Tells us that these signs is just like some signs that is used for Chinese stories.
我们知道西方的戏剧里面呢, 他们如果要演一个人, 起码就真牵一匹马上来。
We know in the Western movies, when they want to have someone riding on horse, they will drag out a horse.
这play.
A play.
如果呢, 是要划船的话, 那个舞台上一定要弄一艘船。
Now, if the play would show someone rowing a boat, they will have an actual boat on the stage.
但是中国人的戏剧就不是这样。
Yet that is unlike the Chinese plays.
他骑马呢, 他只要拿一根杆子, 一根鞭子, 一挥, 大家就知道他骑马。
As long as he has a stick in his hand and a whip in his other hand, then we know that he is acting as he's riding on the horse.
我为什么要说这些呢?
Now why do I have to tell you this?
因为到了新约的启示录, 他写作的方式, 神启示的方式, 非常类似于,
I tell you this. That is because in the New Testament, when Revelation is written to us, it is very similar to the book of Ezekiel.
我们看见了,在第二节里面说到, 神呢,差遣使者小谕他的仆人约翰。
We know from verse 2 says that the Lord has sent and signified this by his angel unto his servant John.
我们中文用小谕好像是说话。
And in the Chinese translation, it seems as if John was told these words by speaking.
但是在英文, 接近原文的翻译呢, 他说是用表号标记来让他看见,
in the English translation, though, it is more accurate. It is that it was signified to use as symbols and signs.
就是用标记, 用 signs 来说出他要说的意义。
That is, it is using signs and symbols to express the meaning of these words.
我们相信这是神的智慧。
And we know that is the wisdom of God.
这也是神的慈爱。
And that is also by the compassion of God.
因为神心中的, 关乎他的旨意的实行, 他有许多的话要向我们说。
That is because all that is in the heart of God, he has many words to express to us.
但是呢, 他用非常简单的一些的图像, 一些的表号, 标记,
and God speaks to us through many illustrations, pictures, and signs as he expressed to us.
为什么呢? 因为神的心意是给那些寻求有心的人的。
Why? That is because God's desire, his will is for those who have a desire to seek after him.
所以使徒约翰告诉我们说, 念这书上的人所记得是有福的。
Therefore, the Apostle John says, blessed is the one who reads of the book of these prophecies.
所以我们讲到了, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们不要轻看这些难读的圣经。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we do get to scripture that is more difficult to read, let us not look lightly upon them.
我们也知道, 若是我们去念它, 我们又听见它, 并且去遵行它, 这是有福的。
We know that we're blessed as the one who reads and hear these words and also keep them.
因为启示录是关乎主耶稣再来的事情。
Now the book of Revelation has to do with the matter of the Lord's return.
为着主的再来, 主今天在时间中, 在地上, 要借着教会做他实行他的旨意。
For the Lord's return, the Lord is to use the church to manifest, to do his will on earth today.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的儿女, 我们需要知道主的回来。
Now each one of us, children saved by grace, we must know of the Lord's return.
并且我们要知道我们如何预备好我们来遵行神的旨意。
And we must also know that how do we welcome and receive his return?
这是使徒约翰劝勉我们,
this is John's encouragement for us to read these words.
我们不仅个人成为一个明白神旨意，并且遵行神旨意，预备主回来的人。So
that we will not only be one who read, who keep the word of God to welcome His return.
并且当我们所有弟兄姊妹都有人这样爱慕的时候，
but when each one of us also have the same desire,
我们从个人开始呢， 就把教会整体的光景提升起来。
That begins with the individual that corporately will uplift the condition of the church.
等会会交通到神的心意还不在乎个人。
As we share later on, we'll see that God's desire is not only on an individual.
神的心意乃是要得着教会做他团体的器皿。
But God's desire is to gain the church to be His corporate vessel.
那么我们讲了怎么样来念。
Now let us see how to read this book.
我们先讲了怎么样不应该怎样念。Let
us first go into how we should not be reading this book.
我们不要好奇地去念它。
Let us not read this book with a curiosity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，因为这里面有许多讲到将要发生的事情。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, there are many recordings of the things to come.
我们人常常会有一种的好奇心，我们盼望知道将要发生什么事情。
Very often, we have a curiosity. We desire to know what will happen.
或者今天发生世界上发生一些事件。 我们到圣经里面去找，是不是就是这个事情？
Now, perhaps there are some events that take place in this world, and we go back to the scriptures and try to link it together.
我们知道很多神的儿女们呢，我们读圣经有这种的心态。
Now we know many children of God would have such an attitude in reading the word of God.
甚至我们聚会呢，我们研究预言也是带着这种的心态。
Even when we gather together and we look into the prophecies, we have the same attitude.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要因为仅仅是因为好奇。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us not read this book only with a heart of curiosity.
第二个呢，我们不要带着批评或者争论的态度来读这一卷。Secondly,
as we read this book, let us not have the attitude of criticism or judgment.
因为关于启示录呢，有许多的讲解，有许多的注释。Nor
debate. That is because regarding the book of Revelation, there are many different viewpoints and interpretations.
可能我们读到某一段的时候，别人会告诉你。 有这样的解法，有那样的解法，有许多的看法。
Perhaps when we get to a certain passage, some would tell us there's this interpretation, that interpretation, and you can view it in this other way.
我们盼望呢，我们能够把这些都放下。But
let us be willing to lay all this aside.
我们可以把这些的解释呢，当做一个参考。Now
we can use these interpretations as a reference.
我们来到主的跟前。And
let's come before the Lord's presence.
放下呢，自己选择以为对的。 以为有的那些的看法,
and put aside what we already have and think that is correct and holding on to those interpretations. Now let us look at it positively.
使徒约翰讲到这个念,
when the Apostle John says to read these words,
这个字呢,在原文里面是反复的念,
and when this word is used in the original text, it's to read repetitively.
一次又一次的仔细地去读它,
that is to read and read and reread more carefully.
当然我们这样读哈, 教我们自己熟悉。
Of course, when we are reading in this way, we're more familiar with it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在我们基督徒属灵生活里面有没有这样的经历。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if we have such an experience in our Christian walk.
有的时候我们对主的话语开始认真。Sometimes
when we get mean business with the word of God,
我们仔细地去读。
And we read it very carefully.
一再地去读,
and we continue to read it.
我们也承认跟主说, 主我不明白,
and we confess to the Lord, I do not understand.
当我们这样去熟悉他的时候,
and when we come familiar with the Lord in this way,
像今天早晨我们弟兄说的那个心灵的操练一样,
just as our brother shared with us this morning, to exercise our heart.
我们好像里面的就为主预备了一条道路,
that within we have prepared this way for the Lord.
这个原来在我们悟性里面, 我们熟悉的这些经文,
that is the knowledge in our head, which we're familiar with the scriptures. But now we're able to hear it in the spirit.
使徒约翰说,
the Apostle John says, when you read it, you must hear these words.
不是听见别人再说一遍给我们,
it is not to read it and have others read it for us to listen to.
也不是自己念的时候出声音,
it is not when we read it aloud and we hear it audibly.
乃是仿佛
But we read it and we consider it, and the Apostle John heard the word of the Lord speaking to him. And when we have this hearing from within,
弟兄姊妹,
Now, brothers and sisters, then it will transform our spiritual life and become a great power for us. Then we will realize the importance of these words. And we can see how intimate these words are to us. That the Lord speaks these words to us because indeed He loves us. And the Lord indeed desires for us to enter into His abundance. That we would be an individual, a group of people that will keep these words. That we will truly walk with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, then we will keep the words of God. And when we keep the word of God in this way, we are keeping what He has committed to us.
To guard.
We are guarding this word of God.
这个遵行呢,
and this original text to keep is not only to walk it out, but
是的,
yes, we have to live out these words. But we must also guard these words. That is because the enemy will come and steal, snatch this away. And we'll encounter spiritual warfare.
Yes, 使徒约翰告诉我们说,
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle John tells us when we enter into this condition, blessed are we.
跟迎接主的回来,
Now this has a direct relationship to welcome the Lord's returning. We know the generation we live in today.
许多对圣经,
There are many those who are familiar with the Word of God and know the Scriptures, they tell us. That is, in the spiritual condition,
我们处在一个空前, 复杂, 并且是混乱,
We're living in a generation that's never seen before as complex and confusing in the situation we live in today. Before the apostles departed from this world,
异教的异样的教训
Even in the world there was a teaching of heresy
有人高举神秘的经历
And others would uplift mystic experiences
有人去追求无穷的家谱 看谁是最正统的
And others would seek genealogy to see more who is more orthodox
也有人把各样世俗的言语带进了神的家
And there would be many that would take in the worldly teachings into the house of God
也把那些似是而非的各种的学问
And would also take into the philosophy that seems true but is not into the children of God. We know today those matters do not decrease. But on the contrary, they increase. Even if we take a look around us today,
他说我每天上internet去聚会
In the meeting, some brothers and sisters tell us, Oh, I go on the internet to go and worship.
我可以全世界跑
And I can go all around the world when I worship this way. And I have all different doctrines.
我就选一个我自己最喜欢的
And I'll just choose the doctrine which I delight in.
姊妹们, 我们处在一个非常复杂 非常混乱的一个时代
Brothers and sisters, we do live in a very confusing generation today that is very complex.
不仅有这些教训, 这些说法,
and not only are these teachings and doctrine there,
是引人入胜的, 人觉得这些很实际, 啊, 对我很有用处,
but it will teach us in error that these are very practical to us and very useful for us.
并且今天有各种的工作, 各种的活动, 各种的运动, 在神儿女们中间,
And there's much work, much activity, and much movements that is taking place amongst the children of God today. Each one of those movements have a good purpose. And each one of those activities have a good motive. And they will also have a method, a way to teach you that by doing it this way, you'll be useful. And we're able to show some successes to show this is service to the Lord, dear brothers and sisters. Within all of this, there is a danger.
我再说,许多对神的旨意有感觉,有认识的人,
and I say again, those who are familiar and have feeling toward the will of God,
我们告诉我们说,我们今天处在一个
They tell us, never like before, we're living in a spiritual condition that is most complex and confusing today. And very easily we can be deceived. Very easily we're provoked. That we would depart away from the will of God. We must need the word of God. That will become a light unto our path. So it will be a guide for us to move forward. That will be a foundation of our service.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们实在要到主面前来祷告, 求主让我成为能听的人。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must pray this prayer before the Lord that we can be those who will hear His word.
我们要祷告主让我成为一个主说话的对象。
So that we will become an audience that will receive the word of God.
我不是做一个研究圣经的人。
That I'm not only merely a Bible scholar.
是的，研究圣经很好。
Yes, it is good for us to look into scripture.
我们有没有在主的话语里面听见主的声音呢？
But from the word of God, do we hear the voice of God?
是不是像当日约翰那样成为主向他说话的对象？
Yes, that day when John was heard the word of God being spoken to him.
在启示录第二章到第三章。
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
有七次在那里呼召说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳可听的就应当听。
There are seven times that this is what the Spirit, the angel of the Spirit, the angel of the church says, let those who have an ear hear.
盼望我们这一次聚会，我们都有一个祷告。
May we have this prayer as we gather.
主啊，让我成为一个有耳可听的。
Lord, may I be one who have an ear to hear.
我可能对你的话语呢，虽然有一点爱慕，但是不够。
Now perhaps I do have some desire toward your word, but it is not enough.
我对你的话语可能其实我听别人讲过好多次了。
Perhaps I heard many preach on Revelation many a time.
是不是我们觉得我们已经知道了呢？
Would it be that we feel we already know it sufficiently?
我们已经满足了呢？
That we're satisfied.
主啊，求你给我一颗寻求的心。
Lord, may you give me a seeking heart.
我们呢，也看见自己的光景，
that we,
我们有一个需要的感觉。
That we also see our own true condition, that we too see we lacking and we have a need.
我们有一个迫切的感觉。
That we have an anxious feeling.
跟主说，主啊，这几天，从今天开始，让我成为一个有耳可听的人。
That we would say to the Lord, these few days, beginning with today, that I will become one who have an ear to hear.
我们也来看约翰在这里他自己做见证。
Now let us see that John here bears the record.
他称他自己是基督的，是主耶稣的奴仆。
That he says he is the bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是他讲的他和主耶稣的关系。
He is speaking of his relationship with the Lord Jesus.
他讲到和弟兄教会呢，他说我约翰就是你们的弟兄。
And he says to the church that I, John, am your brother.
这是他讲到他和教会和神的儿女们的关系。
That's his relationship with the church, with the children of God.
弟兄姊妹们，在第九节里面他讲，我为神的话语和耶稣的见证，我现在被放逐在拔摩的海。
Now, from verse 9, he says, For the kingdom and patience of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am in exile in the island called Patmos.
我们知道，这是他和仇敌之间的关系。
And that is his relationship between John and the enemy.
仇敌为什么要把他放逐在海岛上？
Why is it that the enemy would put him on this island?
是因着他认识神的话。
That is because John knows the word of God.
他持守神的话。
And he is holding fast to the word of God.
因着他认识耶稣的见证。
And that is because he also knows the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他持守耶稣的见证。
And he is holding fast to the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the enemy hates him.
所以仇敌把他放逐出去。
So the enemy puts him in exile in isolation, brothers and sisters. This makes John an audience to receive the word of God.
他是一个爱神的人。
Because he is one who truly loves God.
因着爱神，他就爱神所爱的。
And because he loves God, he loves those whom God loves.
因着爱神，他就恨恶神所恨恶。
And because he loves God, he hates that which God hates.
他爱神的家。
And he loves the house of God.
爱神的话语。
And he loves the word of God.
爱主耶稣的见证。
And he loves the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们可以想象。
Now we can imagine
在拔摩海岛上。
When John is in isolation on the island Patmos.
约翰做见证说那一天是主日。
John bears record that it is on the Lord's Day.
我们知道主日我们都要纪念。
Now we know on the Lord's Day we must remember the Lord.
那一天他没有办法和弟兄姊妹一起纪念。
Yet on that day he cannot gather together with brothers and sisters.
拔摩海岛呢，离这个以弗所，在他以弗所的西南方大概二十几里，看不见的。
Now we know the island Patmos is about 30 miles southwest of Ephesus, but it cannot be seen.
有人告诉我们说这个拔摩海岛是一个岩石的岛，上面呢一棵树都没有。
Some tell us on the island Patmos it is very rocky and there is no one tree at all.
若是我们去那里旅游呢，你现在在那个半山腰，面对着以弗所的那个半山腰呢，还有一个地方呢，就是传说中约翰在那里得着这个异象的地方。
It is by tradition that on this island there's also a cliff that is facing toward Ephesus, and by legend, tradition, that is where John received this vision.
我们可以想象，
Now we can just imagine. On that particular Lord's Day, when the brethren is to gather to break bread. In the heart of John, how he desires to gather together with the brethren. Now, even though John is indeed one who knows how to abide in the Lord, just as our brother shared with us this morning, that is by habit we have this prayerful heart before the Lord. This is a very basic life of a Christian. That we do not just share and work very casually according to the circumstances. But we abide in the Lord. And so that's how we respond to the surroundings. Now I feel that in that situation, John's able to feel the presence of the Lord. Yet in his death, there is this longing. How he yearns to sit with brothers and sisters to remember the Lord together. Now for John, at that time, he was very advanced in age, in his 80s. Now he loves God, he loves the house of God and the church of God. We believe he is considering there. And when he considers the future of the church, all his fellow companions in his young age now has been one by one martyred and been with the Lord. Yet the younger generation that has risen up in the church, they still need to learn to be mature.
他一定在那里, 除了想到主以外,
besides meditating on the Lord, John would have considered the future of the church. And he is mindful of how the generation will move on.
你知道,
now, you realize sometimes when we have such a love for the house of God, then the sense of responsibility not added on by man is upon us. And I have asked a Western brother. And he has also an earthly vocation, and he also serves the Lord. Yet in the church, he loves the Lord, he loves brothers and sisters. Now I ask him, when you're at work, what do you think of? And when you're at work, do you think that the Lord is not in your presence?
他说,弟兄,刚开头的时候,
and he tells me, brother, at the beginning, that is how I feel.
但是当我在主里面一段年日以后,
but as my days go on with the Lord,
他说,我的心不能离开主,
now my heart cannot depart away from the Lord, nor brothers and sisters.
我外面越忙的时候,压力越大的时候,我的心越觉得主的靠近。
As the pressure is more and more externally and more busy, yet my heart draws even ever closer to the Lord.
我这样的感觉呢, 是24/7。
And he says, this is the feeling I have 24/7.
没有停过的。
It never ceases.
虽然呢,
even though I do have this work requirements upon me, yet his heart, because of the Lord, is upon the church, upon the children of God.
弟兄姊妹,若是你追求主到这个地步,
now, brothers and sisters, if you pursue the Lord to such a condition, this degree, I congratulate you. Blessed are you.
有的时候我们偶尔呢, 这个祷告聚会也不来,
and sometimes perhaps we don't go to the prayer meeting.
读经聚会也不来,
and we don't go to Bible study.
我们觉得没有什么,
and we feel that's nothing special.
但对于一个爱主的人来讲,
but to those who love the Lord,
我这一天好像没做事一样,
it seems like something's wrong if I don't go.
我一件事好像失落了,
it seems like there's an emptiness.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道约翰因着与主耶稣有一个
now, brothers and sisters, we know because of this relationship John had with the Lord Jesus that he is the Lord's bondservant. And with the church, he has this relationship as brothers and sisters.
做同伴,
and he is their companion. As a companion with brothers and sisters in the kingdom, in the patience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们用使徒保罗的话来讲, 他们是同一个心灵, 同一个脚中, 同一个经历。
Now in the words of the apostle, it is with one spirit and one mind and one path.
有的时候我们在侍奉中啊，遇见难处我就躲开了。
Now sometimes when we serve and there's difficulty, we hide.
啊，遇见有事情的时候。我就不说话了。
Now, when something arises, we keep silent.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是做同伴。
Brothers and sisters, that is not being a companion.
但是我们带着这样的心态，主，我们可以读圣经，但是我们听不见主向我们。
If we do have such an attitude, we can read the word, but we will not hear the voice of God.
唯有真实，我们和弟兄们站在一起。
But we must truly stand together with the brethren.
在主的患难上面。
In the tribulation of the Lord.
我们的教会今天在世界中。
And we know the church in this world today.
我们感谢主，我们生活在北美这一个自由美好的环境。
We thank the Lord we're living in North America where there's a lot of freedom.
但是即便这样，都是我们进入侍奉，我们必见遇见患难。
Even so, when we do enter into service, we'll encounter tribulation.
讲到主耶稣的国度。
And we will encounter the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
告诉我们说，今天在我们中间。主的权柄主权是借着教会来维系的。
That is through the authority of the Lord today, it is expressed and kept through the church.
我们聚会的时候很容易唱说主我高举你我高举你。
When we meet, it's very easy for us to sing, Lord, I exalt you on high, I lift you on high.
我们常常看见的弟兄姊妹唱的如醉如痴啊我们高举。
And many times, we'll see the condition of brothers and sisters that are singing and very much into the song.
真的碰到事情来的时候
But when the true situation arises,
我们有没有让主在我们中间掌权呢
？Have we indeed allowed for the Lord to reign in our midst?
我们是不是真实的借着祷告，让圣灵来执行主的权柄呢
？In reality, have we prayed for the Holy Spirit to execute the authority of God?
让圣灵把神的话语显在我们中间。
That the Holy Spirit will reveal to us the word of God in our midst.
这是我们考验我们做同伴。
And that is a test to us if we are companions of one another.
并且在主耶稣的忍耐上面。
And we take part also in the patience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们真实进入教会的侍奉。
If we truly enter into service of the church,
弟兄姊妹，brothers and sisters, 我个人感觉这过去大概二十年了。
Brothers and sisters, I personally feel in the past 20 years,
主常常地跟我说你要忍耐。
Very often the Lord speaks to me and asks me for patience.
你要相信。
And you must trust in me.
我常常跟主说主啊，我相信，我相信。
And oftentimes I say to the Lord, Yes, Lord, I believe, I trust in you.
祷告完站起来自己想办法。
Now, but after I pray, I stand up and I think of my own way.
结果弄出很多难处啊。
And I create a lot of problems.
只好伏到主面前呢，认罪悔改，接受管教。
And I only submit to the Lord and repent and receive discipline.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰在这些点上。他有实在的经历。
Brothers and sisters, John upon these points have an actual experience.
他为着教会的前途。
Yeah, for the future of the church.
我们可以这样讲，他不仅挂念。
And we can say it in this way that not only is he mindful of the church.
并且有一个迫切的感觉。
But also John is very anxious for the church.
年纪大的。
And now he is very advanced in age.
他知道随时主可以接他。
And no, he knows his time is at hand to meet the Lord.
这些年幼的弟兄姊妹将怎么办呢
Now what?Shut these young brothers and sisters do.
这些的难处，这些的教训，风气来的时候，能站住吗
？All these difficulties, all these teaching and a doctrine, when they come, are they able to stand?
并且这时候因着仇敌的抵挡和攻击，他被放逐出去。
Also now because of the attack and resistance of enemy, he is in exile.
在人看起来呢，他成为一个失去功用的人。
In man's view, perhaps John has lost his function.
如果他和弟兄姊妹在一起。他可以把他自己的认识把他的经历把他的心愿交通给弟兄姊妹
Now if John was with the brothers and sisters he can share with them his understanding his experience and his desires to them
但现在他不能说话了
But now
那时候也没有 internet
He cannot speak there was no internet at that time
我们知道他没有办法跟弟兄姊妹有交通
So now we know he has no means of communicating with brothers and sisters
除了在灵里面祷告和想念以外他不能做别的事
Besides to remember them in the spirit to pray for them there's nothing else he can do
就在这个时候
It is at this time He was brought in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，属灵的经历是有原因的。
And brothers and sisters, there's always a reason for our spiritual experience.
神不是随随便便的就把一个宝贵的经历、重要的话语说给一个人。
God does not act very casually to tell us very important words, very precious words to us.
巴不得我们都成为主说话的对象。
May it be that we all would be audiences of receiving the word of God.
自己的家庭从我们的教会生活开始
That will begin in our family life and our church life
我们这样来亲近我们的主
That will draw close and nearer to our Lord in this way
我们知道当一个人心里面被环境被他的心 这个心思所占满的时候。
Now we know when we are occupied fully by our surroundings in our heart.
别人要向我们说话呢，我们有时候都听不见。
And when others speak to us, we cannot listen.
我知道很多今天年轻人呢，在做某些事情的时候非常专心。
Now I know some young people today, when they're doing certain things, they're very attentive.
啊，一上 internet 玩起 game 来的时候啊，全世界他都忘记了。
Now in situations when they're on the internet playing their games, they'll forget the world behind them.
所以有时候父母亲要叫他做件事情啊，真是要吹喇叭。
And when the parents will ask them to do something, yes, they have to blow the horn.
要跑到边上去 ，trumpet 不是 horn。
And they have to blow the trumpet. And so it has to be very loud.
我们知道那一天约翰听见就是 trumpet 的声音。
And we know on that day, John heard the sound of the trumpet.
我们知道约翰呢是为一个好的事情。
And we know
在那里。被占据了。
John was fully occupied by a very good thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很多时候啊，为着我们认为主的事情，我们被占据。
Now, brothers and sisters, many times we're very occupied with the matters of the Lord.
约翰是一个属灵生命那么老练的人。
Now, for John, he is so experienced in the matters of God.
他有时候都会忘记啊。
And even that sometimes he would be forgetting his surroundings.
他想到教会的前途，他就忘记了主。
And when he thought of the future before him, he forgot about the Lord.
你我有没有他老练？
Now, brothers and sisters, we're not as experienced as John.
许多时候啊，我为着弟兄姊妹，为着教会，为着自己的光景。
Now, many times I confess for my own condition, for the condition of the church, I forget about the Lord.
主为了要让我们回转到他面前了，他不得不是在我们背后大声的吹号。
And so, in order for us to return to the Lord, He must speak very loudly behind us to blow the trumpet.
但愿这几天我们听到主这样大声的呼喊我们。
And may it be that when the Lord speaks to us these few days, He would have to speak loudly to us.
为什么主要约翰转过身来才说话，让他看见？
Now why is it that the Lord must have John turn to see him before he speaks to him?
因为环境，我们认为教会的需要太容易占据我们。
That is because when we see the condition of the church and the needs of the church, it can very easily grab hold of us.
我们认为这是神的工作。
And we feel that is the work of God.
太容易占据我们。
And very easily we occupy us.
我们做这个，我们就不是侍奉主。
And we feel if we're not doing this in this serving in this way, we're not serving the Lord.
所以主用大声的让约翰吓了一跳，很自然的。
So the Lord has to speak very loudly to shake John so that very naturally he'll turn to look at the Lord.
他这么一转身啊,
and we thank the Lord when John turns to see.
他就看见了,
and he saw.
他是何等的福气,
and how blessed is that?
所以有一次有一位基督徒去问斯百克弟兄,
now, there's this one time there's a Christian who went to ask Brother Sparks.
他说你最喜欢的诗歌是什么?
And he asked Brother Sparks, what is the hymn that you most delight in?
他毫不思索。
And without a doubt,
turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Brother Sparks said his favorite hymn is Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
把你的眼目转回到主耶稣。
That we must turn our eyes upon Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得这几天主把我们的眼目转回到他自己的身上。
Brothers and sisters, may it be these few days that our Lord will turn our eyes upon him.
他是配得我们百分之百的注意。
And he is worthy for us to turn our eyes fully upon him.
说不定多一点啊，百分之一百五十的。
Now to be more, 150%.
我们不可能被我们的主过分的占有。
And that we cannot be any more occupied except by our Lord.
不论任何的事。
Without any other matter.
不论任何的环境。
No other situation.
有一位有做诗歌的人讲，他说就是那个神圣的会也不能与主相比。
There is this hymnist that says even a very good meeting cannot compare with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很容易被外面的事物所占据。
Brothers and sisters, so easily are we occupied by the external matters.
那一天，约翰蒙拯救。
On that day, John was delivered.
他转过来。
And he turned around.
他就看见了。
And he saw.
我这一次要和弟兄姊妹用三堂的时间来交通。
Now this time I'll use three meetings to share with brothers and sisters.
我是一个不太会起题目的人。
Now I'm not one that can think of the theme, the topic of the sharing.
但是在我服侍的地方，弟兄姊妹现在要求说，你每一个主日先要把题目给我们。
But this is the requirement of the brethren where I worship, and it said before you share, always give us the topic ahead of hand.
我说能不能就叫无题呢？
Can I say that there have there's no subject, no topic to this?
他说如果是无题，我们还要给你起个题目。
And he said even if you don't have a theme, a topic, I will make one up for you. And so this time I somehow squeezed out the topic of this sharing. And this is the calling and the way of the overcomer. Tonight's topic will be that the church is the vessel of his testimony. And that is chapter 1.
第二个题目呢,教会在见证上所遇见的征战和难处。
The second theme will be the spiritual warfare and the difficulty that the church will encounter.
In the testimony.
In the testimony.
第三个,
and the third topic,
就是主最重教会最后的呼召,就是得胜的呼召和道路。
That is the last calling of the Lord to the church, and that is the calling and way of the overcomer.
若是主许可, 盼望的这三天我能够和弟兄姊妹分享一点。
If the Lord is willing, that's what I will share with brothers and sisters these 3 days.
当约翰一转过身来的时候,
now as John turns to the Lord,
他就看见有七个金灯台。
He saw 7 golden lampstands.
灯台中间有一位好像人子。
And there was one walking in the midst of these lampstands as the Son of God.
我们说这不需要解释,所有读圣经都知道,这是我们复活的主耶稣。
Now, we don't need any interpretation. We fully know this is our risen Lord.
我们知道约翰呢,在肉身中跟随过主。
And we know that John followed the Lord while our Lord was on earth.
他第一天遇见主,他就与主同住了。
And the first day he encountered the Lord, he abode with the Lord.
他曾经做过见证, 他是那位躺在主怀中的门徒。
And he bore witness that he is the one who was in the breast of the Lord.
他跟主之间有非常亲密的关系。
He has a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
他是在门徒中间唯一呢, 跟随主到十字架底下的人。
He was the only disciple who followed the Lord beneath the cross.
但是他对主的认识还需要往前去。
Yet he still needs to go further to understand and know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们是不是对我们的主耶稣已经认识透了呢?
Brothers and sisters, do we thoroughly know our Lord?
但愿我们都没有。
May we have not.
我们的主实在是太伟大了。
Our Lord is indeed too great.
太真实。
And he is too true.
太宝贵了。
And too precious.
我们每一个人基督徒生命的开始, 是开始于遇见主耶稣基督。
Now each one of us, the beginning of our Christian life is when we encounter and meet the Lord.
我们在属灵的道路上面, 在侍奉的路上面,
in our spiritual path, in our path of service.
一次一次能够蒙拯救, 也都是在那个点上面,
again and again, when we're delivered, is on the point that when we meet the Lord again.
我相信当约翰在肉身中跟随主的时候, 他常常听主耶稣自称作仁慈。
Now I believe when John was walking with the Lord, when the Lord was on earth, many times he heard the Lord call himself the Son of Man.
我们读四福音书感觉呢,门徒们好像都觉得主这样自称是理所当然的,他们从来没有问过主,你为什么称你自己是人子呢?
Many times when we read the four gospels, it seems very logical the Lord would call himself the Son of Man, but the disciples never asked the Lord, Lord, why do you call yourself the Son of Man?
很多时候我们基督徒也是这样。
Perhaps it is the same for us.
我们听见一个属灵的名词, 我们就觉得理所当然, 我大概懂了。
When we hear a spiritual term, we think, oh, that's very natural. I think I understand it.
我大概明白了。
I think I got it.
我说不定也经历了。
And I think I have the experience.
不,弟兄姊妹,
no, brothers and sisters, that's not it.
那一天,约翰开始认识他的主是仁慈。
On that day, John began to understand and know the Lord is the Son of Man.
是神心中所要的那一个。
And he is the man that the Lord is, God is after.
我们知道人乃是神心中一个神圣、荣耀、美丽，并且他的杰作的一个意念。
We know that man in the heart of God is very glorious, very beautiful and majestic, and is God's masterpiece.
我看过一些的这个影片。
I've seen some of these movies.
不是movie，documentary. 有一些的这些雕塑家。
And these sculptures,
他们要心中有一个东西, 他们想要把它雕塑出来。
In their heart, when they have this vision of this object they want to sculpt,
他们要去找材料。
And they want to look for material.
有很多世界有名的雕塑家, 当别人委托他们去雕一个东西的时候,
therefore, when there are many famous sculptures in this world, when others would commit to them to sculpt something,
他们就跑到那个石矿场那里就住下了。
And they go and sit in the mines.
看那些工人们呢, 每天踩那个石头。
and they look at the workers always mining for these rocks every day.
踩的时候，他就看那块石头呢，他不是看到那个石头，而是看见这个材料里面有没有他要的那个形象。
They're not looking at the rocks, but looking in these rocks at the form that is being sculpted and cut off. If there's a form, an object that they can desire.
以弗所书告诉我们说呢，我们蒙拣选呢，是远在创立世界以前。
In Ephesians, it tells us that God the Father has chosen us even before the foundation of the world. Even before that time, we did not have a name.
And
not even a shadow of us. So how did God the Father choose
us?
That is because man in the heart of God the Father is very glorious.
可惜当亚当和夏娃造出来以后，很快的就失去了这个尊贵的。
Yet, shortly after Adam and Eve was created, they have lost this very honorable position.
神在人类的历史中不断地寻找符合他心意的这个。
Therefore, God has continued to seek a man that is truly after his
heart. 那一天，约翰看见的就是这个。
On that day, that is what John saw.
这一位就是爱他、为他钉十字架的耶稣基督。
And this is the Lord Jesus Christ who loved him and was crucified for him.
我想我没有时间去多讲这一个题目。
Now, I don't think I have enough time to go on this subject. This evening, we'll share on the topic that the church is the vessel of his testimony. When John saw that it was the Son of Man walking in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, I don't know if brothers and sisters think John understands this or not.
有很多时候我们看见一幅图画，我们觉得我们说 I see, 我看见了，我明白了。
And many times when we see a picture, we think I see it, I understand it.
我不晓得我们有没有过这样的经验。
Now, I don't know if we have this experience before.
过了一段日子才发现，好像我明白的比他那个说出来的要少很多很多。
Perhaps later on in a certain days we realize, oh, what I understand is not very close to what is being depicted.
我有一次到一个弟兄的家里。
One time I went to a brother's house.
他是学 computer 的。
And he is learning computers.
他家里墙上挂了几个这个镜框的这个有彩色的东西在那。
In his house there are a few picture frames of very colorful pictures, paintings.
我到了那里不是 painting, 我到了是 computer 的一个 product.
It's a product that he framed that is a computer product that's very colorful.
这是大概15年前。
And this is about 15 years ago.
我到他家，我说你挂这个没有意义的东西挂在这干什么呢？
So I questioned him. I said, why are you hanging?
颜色而已啊，都是一个一个 dot 而已。
These things here that are meaningless, it's just a colorful dot on the wall.
他说你看是看见了，却没有看见。
But yes, you see it, but you don't really see it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那一天这个弟兄，我说我怎么没有看见？我真的看见了，就是一幅没有意义的彩色在那里。
And so I say to a brother, I said, I see it. It's just a meaningless color dot there.
他就把我拉到一个距离啊，他说你站在这里，两眼发直瞪着他看。
And so he pulled me aside to a certain distance and now stare at it directly.
看了半天，我头都昏了。我说还是没看见。
After I stared at it for half the day, I'm getting dizzy. I still do not see it.
他说 try harder.
He said try harder.
然后我又瞪着眼睛看。
So I stare at it again.
忽然之间呢？
Suddenly,
我叫起来，我说 I see， 我看见三只 dinosaur 在里面，而且是立体的，好像跑出来咬我一样。
I said, oh, I see it. It's very three-dimensional, like it was three dinosaurs. It seems like they were jumping out, biting at me.
弟兄姊妹们，属灵的事情常常是需要去寻求。
Brothers and sisters, that is with spiritual matters. Many times we need to seek after it.
你们祈求的就得着。
And the Lord says, seek and you shall find.
就是摆在你眼前，你不求。你觉得你得着了，你什么都没得着。
Even if it's right in front of you, you do not seek to get it, you do not have it.
寻找的就寻见。
But those who seek shall find.
你去叩门，主就为你开门。
And if you knock the door, the Lord will open the door for you.
我们常常用这几节经文呢去传福音。
And many times,
鼓励人去寻求主。
We use these to preach the gospel for others to seek after the Lord.
我们认为人得救了，这句话呢就用在别人身上。
And we say if they're saved, then we use these words upon them.
不。
No, brothers and sisters.
每一天我们都需要有寻求。
Each day we must seek.
每一天我们都到主面前来说，主啊，
Each day we must come before the Lord. Lord, give me this desire so I know how to pray. So I have this anxious, fervent heart that I want to enter in the door. On that day, John saw. Now we know it was after a year after this that John wrote Revelation. This time as I read Revelation chapter 1 again,
昨天我问我的姊妹，你觉得约翰写描述这一幅图画的时候，他心里明不明白他的意思？
So I asked my wife, when John wrote down what he saw in this picture, do you think he understood what he saw?
我让弟兄姊妹你自己去回答。
And so I let brothers and sisters answer that question for yourself.
我可以讲一点我最近的领会。
And I can share with you some of my thoughts recently.
我觉得约翰领会了。
And I feel that John understood.
那一天他看见他反复的思想。
On that day he saw and he continued to ponder and consider.
因着看见。 他已经得着安慰,
and because he saw, he was comforted.
但是他越到主面前去祈求, 去寻找, 去叩门的时候,
but as he sought before the Lord to knock before the Lord,
他得着的安慰, 他得着确据就越大,
the more he received comfort and more confirmation he received.
他这个人在主的见证和主的话语上就越稳固,
and the more firm he was in the word and testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是约翰。
Brothers and sisters,
他说,
that is John, and he says, I, John.
我们知道当他说到我的时候,
so when he shares in this way with us, he said, look at me, look at what has happened to me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is being a witness.
在个人是这样,
and personally, it
在教会更是这样,
is that. Even more so, that's the testimony of the church. We must have a public testimony to the world.
见证什么呢? 神的话语。
What do we testify? We testify of the word of God.
见证什么呢? 见证耶稣基督是谁。
We bear witness to who the Lord Jesus Christ is.
他是教会的主。
And he is the Lord of the church.
在以弗所书第5章25节里面说,
in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25,
基督爱教会,
there it says that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
我们常常在拨饼的时候说,主啊,你爱我,为我舍弃。
And many times we pray during bread breaking, Lord, you love me and you gave yourself for me.
是的,
yes.
对我们每一个个人来讲, 我们都应该这样经历。
To each one of us, we remember the Lord that way.
但是我们还要求主开我们的眼睛。
But we have asked the Lord to open our eyes.
主在十字架上有一个更大,更荣耀的旨意。
That on the cross, the Lord has a more grand, more glorious will, and that is to gain the church.
他是为着得着教会。
And that is because in order for him to gain the church, he went on the cross. And he stands in the midst of 7 golden
lampstands.
And that tells us that the Lord, the church belongs to the Lord. And the church is whom the Lord loves. And who he has cleansed. That daily he cares for her. And Paul tells us just as how we keep and love our own body. Now I think for the older brothers and sisters, we know more how to love and care for our own body.
今天有个弟兄告诉我, 可惜我知道得太晚了。
There's a brother who told me today, oh, it's too, unfortunately for me, I know this too late.
所以有时候我们做父母亲的劝孩子啊, 吃的时候要有节制。
So sometimes as parents, we tell our children, when you eat, have self-control.
睡的时候, 做事情的时候, 玩的时候, 都要有节制。
When you sleep, when you play, when you work, you must always be moderate.
等到我们身体告诉我们说, 不行了, 我们再来爱惜它, 那就太晚。
When our body tells us no longer we cannot do it anymore, then it's too late.
这是我们人对自己身体的一种情形。
And that's a condition with our own bodies.
但是基督对他的教会不是这样。
But that is not the way that the Lord Christ cares for his body, the church.
没有一年,
now, there is not one moment that the Lord does not care for his church.
没有一个月不顾他的教会。
There is not one year, one month that he does not care for the church.
没有一个礼拜他不顾他的教会。
There is not one week that he does not care for his church.
没有一天不顾他的教会。
There is not one day that he does not care for his church.
没有一个小时不顾他的教会。
There is not one hour that he does not care for his church.
也没有一个时刻他忘记他的教会。
And not one moment does he forget his church. Just as the prophet said in the Old Testament, that the woman will forget her nursing babe.
即或有忘记的,
and even if she does, yet God will not forget us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you have such faith in the Lord?
我承认了,
I confess many times I have this knowledge in my head.
但是碰到事情来那个忧虑,
but yet, many times when circumstances arise, that worry that I have,
有时候里面的害怕,
and the fear that sometimes I may have,
弟兄姊妹们,
perhaps we feel, oh, the Lord is not mindful of us today. And some children of God feel, oh, the whole earth is coming down upon me. And so it's very painful to be a Christian.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we must see it is the Son of Man who walks in the midst of the golden
lampstand.
That is the Lord Himself who fully bears the full responsibility of the church.
是的,
yes, the church needs someone to stand for the church. And we must honor those who are in leadership.
是的,教会是有工人,
yes, there are servants in the church.
我们也要尊重,也要顺从这些工人,
and we must obey and honor these servants.
弟兄姊妹们, 但是我们要看见,
but brothers and sisters, we must see it is not they who are the ones bearing the responsibility,
而是我们的主,
but it's our Lord.
那位合神心意的,
it is that Son of Man who is after God's heart. It is the Lord Himself who cares and cultivates, keeps the church.
像先知以赛亚说的, 政权必担在他的肩头上。
Now, just as the prophet Isaiah says, that the government shall be on His shoulders.
弟兄姊妹们, 若是我们进入侍奉,
now, brothers and sisters, if we truly enter into service,
若是我们爱主的家,
if we truly love the house of the Lord,
爱神的教会,
and we love the church of God,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we must see this picture all the time.
然后我们看见主解释说他右手中握着那七星是一个奥秘。
And the Lord also says to us that He is the one who has the seven stars in His hand, and it is a mystery.
在这里我要先说明一下,
here I must first clarify.
在读启示录第一章到第三章里面,
when we read Revelation chapter 1 through 3,
有好多不同的读法,
there are many different ways to read it.
有人呢就像 在这里讲的, 这是一卷预言的书,
some would read it as a prophetic book.
所以呢, 我们就从预言的角度去读它。
So we'll read it from the angle, viewpoint of prophecy.
我们就看见我们的主是超越时间的。
And we see that our Lord transcends time and space.
在他来讲, 所有事情都是眼前的。
With the Lord is always the present He is.
我们看有过去,
in our view, there is
我们看有将来,
the past. There is the future.
我们看有现在,
and there is the present.
但是在他来看呢,
but with the Lord, it is always the present.
这个永远和时间是两件事情。
Eternity and time is two different things.
我们人常常认为呢, 永远呢, 就是很长的时间。
Many times we feel eternity is just a very long period of time.
像这个童话故事里面讲的。
It is just like the fairy tales.
他们就 happily married, live forever.
And it's like they live happily forevermore.
这个很长时间就叫做永远。
And so this very long period of time is eternity.
不是, 永远呢, no. 和时间根本是不相关的,
eternity is not even connected with time. It's a totally different thing.
永远呢, 这神里面的,
eternity is actually a nature, a quality that's in God.
他可以在时间中,
he can be in time, yet he also transcends time.
这就是预言的特性。
And that is the special characteristic, uniqueness of prophecy.
好像都在眼前,
when we read it, it seems like the seven churches is in time.
因为在主耶稣的眼中看, 就是这样。
Because that is in the eyes of the Lord.
但在我们经历上面呢, 他有现在, 有将来, 还有,
But in our experience, there is the past, the present, and the future.
这是读启示录第一章到第三章一种的角度, 从预言的角度, 那今天我们读呢, 就像是读教会历史的角度。
There is this angle in reading Revelation chapter 1 through 3 as prophecy, but today, as we read it, we'll read it as history, historical.
另外一种的情形呢,
in another situation,
我们知道, 在19章第10节里面讲到, 他说呢, 这个, 预言的灵呢, 就是耶稣的见证。
In chap, Revelation 19, verse 9, it says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们都是从这个角度，我们从属灵的角度来读这一段的圣经。So
we will read this passage from a spiritual viewpoint.
我想我这几天交通就是就着我个人很肤浅的一点领会，从属灵的角度和弟兄姊妹交通。
What I share with brothers and sisters is some personal experience, understanding I have that is very shallow as I fellowship with you.
在这里，主讲到那七星。
Here the Lord says that the seven stars that you see are the angels of the seven churches.
主怎样保养顾惜他的教会呢?
Now how does the Lord care for his church?
主是借着使者,
it is through the angel of the church.
而使者是奥秘,
and this angel of the church is a mystery.
他讲了他是七星,
he says the seven stars.
我们知道星的乃是属天的,
we know stars tell us it is heavenly.
在哥林多前书15章里面讲到
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it says to us
为了让我们明白那个复活的时候的情况
When Paul lets us know the realm of resurrection or the situation of resurrection
他比作他比的那个复活呢像天上的荣光一样
It says that resurrection is like the lights, the celestial lights in heaven
告诉我们说复活的性质呢
That the nature of resurrection, Paul tells us, is heavenly.
就是在教会里面有一般人呢，他们是属天的。
Now that is, in the church, there's a group of people that are heavenly.
我想我在这里要做一点点的说明。
Now here, I think I must clarify a little bit.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救，我们接受耶稣基督做我个人救主的那个时刻。
Now when we're saved by grace, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
圣灵来在我们里面重生我们的时刻。
The Holy Spirit comes upon us and we are born again.
我们得着一个生命。
And we receive this life.
这个生命有一个性质叫做属天的生命。
And this life, there's this nature that is heavenly.
当教会出生在地上的时候。
And now when the church was born on earth.
教会本身呢。 他所在的一个地位，他的性质也是属天的。
The church, the position which the church has, is also heavenly.
我们需要对这个有一个非常确定的一个认识和信心。
Now, we must have this very assured and confident of this matter.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，你我里面有一个属天的性质。
Now, brothers and sisters, you and I, we are saved by grace within us. We have this heavenly life.
有一个属天的生命。
And we have this divine life.
有一个属天的性质。
And we have this heavenly nature.
有一个属天的地位。
And we have this heavenly position.
我做一点点说明。
I will clarify this.
我们没有信主以前，我们也快乐。
Before we believe the Lord, we're also happy.
有的时候，我们也说我今天很喜乐。
And sometimes we say, I'm very joyful today.
但是当我们得救了以后,
but after we're saved,
在基督里面有一种的喜乐。
In Christ, there is this joy.
那个跟以往的喜乐快乐完全不一样。
And this joy is completely different from the happiness and joy we had before. We cannot explain it.
就在我们的里面,
but this joy is within us.
我们一想到基督，一听见人唱到主耶稣的名字, you know, 我就喜乐。
When we think of the Lord, we hear of the Lord, and others sing of the Lord, we're joyful.
但是全然
It is a completely different nature in this joy. But we also call this joy. But that joy is heavenly. Brothers and sisters, have you experienced that? When we serve the Lord, do we see this manifested many a time? And many a times I love it in the baptism when I see brothers and sisters who are just saved. And when they are baptized. And we can see that heavenly taste is very fresh. And some tell us that I have never experienced such joy and peace and rest before. And that calmness that I have, that peace.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is heavenly.
Now,
because in Christ they have been reconciled with God.
你开始的时候经历怎样,
that is our experience in the beginning. We ought to live in such an experience all the days of our life.
最嫉妒,
and that is what the enemy hates the most and is envious of. And he will use other things to take this away from us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, our hearts is heavenly. There is a heavenly life. And in this life, there is a heavenly nature.
所以很多时候, 弟兄姊妹们呢, 可能圣经还不熟, 但是对某一件事情,
Therefore, perhaps sometimes we're not familiar with the scriptures, but somehow we feel we cannot touch this. We cannot explain it. No more joy. There's no more satisfaction. There is no more boasting. Brothers and sisters, is that the condition of the church? Are we separated from the matters of the earth? That is because the heavenly nature is manifested within us. And this heavenly nature is lived out in us. It is not you and I, we just bite the bullet and we try to live this out. Brothers and sisters, this tells us of this heavenly position. How Christ is, that is also how the church is. That we have been quickened together with Christ, and that is the work of God the Father. Not only have we been quickened with Him, but we have this a feeling of life. And we have also been made alive with Christ. That no longer can death contain us. And no longer is death our master. And we have also been seated together with Him in the heavenlies. And that is the position the church ought to have. And only in this position can the testimony live out. And these seven stars are in the right hand of the Lord Jesus. Now the right hand signifies His power. And this group of children of God, it is held on by the power, His great might of resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, when we first believe in the Lord, we strive so diligently to hold on to the hand of the Lord. Why do we want to hold on to His hand? Now, because I want to pull on to the Lord to have Him walk with me. Is that right? Oh Lord, you must answer this prayer of mine. Now, if you do not answer this prayer, I won't listen to you. And so we hold His hand and we pull Him with us. And that's what we see with the children. Many times they hold and drag their parents along. And so sometimes we want our children to grow up. And that is God's desire for His children to mature. And so that He would hold fast to us. Therefore, there is this brother who dearly loves the Lord, A.B. Simpson. He says, before I tightly hold on to the Lord. But that's not my situation now. Now, but now it is the Lord who has hold on to me. And how safe, how secure it is in His hands. Not only has He held on to me, but He also constrains me. If the Lord says no, then I shall not go. If the Lord says go, then I must go. Then that will become the angel that we are moved by the Lord. And we are used by the Lord. And this is what it means to be held by the Lord. And the angel tells us that they are the ones who speak for the Lord. Therefore, at the beginning of each of these letters to the churches, it's speaking to the angel of the church. And when the angel of the church received these words, then they deliver the message to the churches and to all the children of God, their brothers and sisters. How honorable, how glorious is if we are a messenger for the Lord to deliver His message. What a privilege. And when the Lord has spoken, those who have an ear, and then it will become, when we hear it, it will become His trust to us. In this commitment He has given us, we have a mission.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天神的儿女们, 我们若是与主有一个亲密的关系,
now, brothers and sisters, if we have this intimate relationship with the Lord today,
到一个地步, 我们会感觉我在地上做人是有使命的,
that we would feel to this point, when I live on earth, I live on a mission.
啊, 我们是有目的的,
that we have a purpose.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 世界也常常想把他的目的放在我们的身上。
Brothers and sisters, so often the world wants to put its purpose into us.
特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for the younger brothers and sisters.
今天有弟兄告诉我，我们中间有年轻人去很有名的学校读书了。
There's a brother who told me today that the young people have gone to a very famous college.
读完书了以后呢，就做很高职位的工作，薪水也很高。
After they finish with school, they have a very high position in this world and they have a high salary.
从一开始工作。
But once they start working,
世界就紧紧地把它握住。
Now the world has them in their hand, in the world's hand.
把他的心力，所有的精神都用光。
All their heart, their energy, all their themselves are used up.
当一个真的被主握住的人。
But one who is truly in the hand of the Lord,
他有一个使命。
He has a mission.
是神圣的。
And it is holy.
他有一个使命。
He has a mission.
是属天的。
It is heavenly.
他仍然和别人一样在地上生活。
He lives just like any other in this world.
该上班还是上班。
He still needs to go to work.
该成家还是成家。
He still has a family.
但是他做人的意义不同。
But he has a different meaning in life.
他的目的不同了。
His purpose is completely different.
他所有的满足也不同了。
All his contentment is completely
different. 他的兴趣也不同了。
His interests are completely different.
但愿主能够这样握住我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord grab hold of
us in this way. 但愿主这样得着教会中每一个神的儿女。
And may the Lord grab hold of this in each of his children today.
我们在地上是有使命感的人。
That in this world we live with a mission.
然后他们和教会有一个关系。
And there's also this relationship with the church.
他们照着神的话语来服侍教会。
That they would serve the church according to the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我的服侍
Brothers and sisters,
不是照着自己的兴趣。
Your service and my service today is not according to our own interest.
不是照着自己的才干。
Not according to our own capability.
我再讲，放胆地说。
I say
也不是照着你我的恩赐。
I say again very boldly, it is not according to you or my gift.
很多时候，我们认为我这个恩赐就是我侍奉的目的。
Now many times we say it is because of my gift that is the purpose of my service.
我有传福音的恩赐，所以呢，教会就应该传福音。
Now I have the gift of evangelism, so the church ought to preach the gospel.
我有看望的恩赐，所以呢，我们的教会就是我来看望。
And because I have the gift of to visit others, so we will make visitation.
是的，我们该尽公用。
Yes, we should all have our function.
但是公用却不是目的的全部。
But the function is not the purpose to go.
我们需要认识，我们的服事必须是照着主向我们所说的话。
Now we must realize our service must be according to the word of God.
这个是使者与教会之间的关系。
And that's the relationship between the angel and the church.
所以有一些读圣经的人告诉我们说，这些使者实际上就是后面听见主话语的得胜者。
Therefore, some who read the Bible tell us these angels of the church are the overcomers who hear the voice of God.
响应那个呼召的人。
And they respond to that calling.
他们有一个爱慕，盼望成为得胜。
And they have this desire that they long to be an overcomer.
当然，我相信我们没有一个人感觉自己是得胜。
Of course, I feel that none of us would think that we are an overcomer.
有人告诉我们说，若是我们觉得自己已经得胜，
Some tell us that if we feel we're already an overcomer,
那就说明我们根本没有得胜。
That really tells us that we are not really an overcomer.
我们连自己的己的骄傲、夸耀都还没胜过。
That we haven't even overcome our own pride, our boastfulness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要爱慕响应那得胜的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, we must long for desire that calling for an overcomer.
我们除了到主见主面的时候，主怎样说我们？我没有一个人敢说自己是得胜。
Now we dare not say when we see the Lord face to face that we would call ourselves an overcomer.
然后主解释说，那七灯台，七个金灯台，就是七个教会。
And the Lord explains to us that the seven golden lampstands are the seven churches.
在这里我们看见的不是那个宇宙性看不见的教会。
Here what we see is not the universal church that is unseen.
我们看见的乃是七个独立的金灯台。
But we see seven individual golden lampstands.
各自站立的。
And they each are standing on its own.
这是众教会。
And we say this is the churches.
在圣经上面，特别启示录用七这个字用的特别多。
In the scriptures, especially in Revelation, this number seven is used many a time.
这个七呢是三，就是神的数字，加上四就是人的数字。
This number seven is the number of three plus four, and three is the number of God, and four the number of man.
神在时间中，在他的旨意中，在人在教会中所做完全的工作。
This tells us that in man, in the church, that God is the one who will completely do the work.
他用灯台，金灯台来代表教会。
He uses the golden lampstand to represent the church.
我们讲到这个七个教会
Now we say the seven churches,
七个金灯台,
the seven golden lampstands,
他们虽然各自在自己所在的地方,
now even though these golden lampstands are each at its own location,
但是它的性质,
but its nature,
教会的原则,
now the principle of the church,
它从神所领受的, 所得着的,
from what is received from God,
和那宇宙性的教会是一样的,
it is the same as the universal church, what it receives from God.
等一下我们要说,
Now we'll go into in detail about this later on.
教会与众教会, 在神的眼中并没有两套的原则和目的的。
The universal church and the churches are the same and not by different principles.
在神的眼中是一样的。
They are the same in the eye of God.
在这个之前我们要再做一点说明。
Now before, let us make some clarifications.
它是一个器皿。
Now this golden lampstand is a vessel.
我们知道今天对人的生活来讲, 器皿是很重要的。
Now we know for our daily living, vessels are very important.
比如说我口渴了, 我要喝水呢, 需要有一个杯子来装水。
For example, I thirst, I must have a cup as a vessel to hold the water.
这个杯子, 是一个器皿。
This cup is a vessel.
我们不讲究的人, 什么东西都可以拿来装水。
Now if we don't care, we use anything to hold water.
但我们知道今天很多人呢, 他们的职业就是设计杯子。
Now we know there are many occupations today that will design cups.
我们聚会有一个姊妹呢, 专门帮这个 Nike 啊, Starbucks 设计杯子。
Now there is a sister that worships with us. She's designed cups for Starbucks.
因为人很讲究这个器皿。
And Nike, because we really want to have a nice looking vessel.
器皿告诉我说它有特定的功用。
Because the vessel tells us its function.
当它进功用的时候必须要达到那个目的。
And the vessel must fulfill its function.
我们知道教会常常讲, 圣经里面常常告诉我们的, 我们个人也是器皿。
Likewise, the Bible tells us each individually we are each a vessel.
像提摩太后书里面讲到, 大户人家有许多的器皿。
Just as it tells us in 2 Timothy, there are great many vessels in a great house.
那是指着个人说的。
That speaks to us individually.
但在这里我们看见的金灯台呢, 是指着教会说的。
Here, when we see the golden lampstands, it speaks of the church.
我们知道教会呢, 是一个器皿。
We know the church is a vessel.
在罗马书第9章里面说的, 教会呢, 是蒙神怜悯。
In Romans chapter 9, it tells us that the church is prepared by God to manifest the glory of God. It is a vessel to hold the glory of God. This is a very important function of the vessel of the church.
我们有的时候啊,
now, sometimes we have this experience in our life.
有一次我去看望一位
There's one time I went to visit a young brother.
他还是单身的,
he was still single.
我去看他好久不见,
I haven't seen him in a long time and he's in LA.
那么我到他apartment去看,
I went to visit him in his apartment. He's very joyful.
天气很热,
it was very warm.
他说,伯弟兄,来,我给你喝点冰的这个orange juice.
Yeah, he said, oh, brother Bor, let me have, I'll enjoy some ice cold orange juice with you.
我坐在那里,我就等他,
I sat there, waited for him. Not long after, he came out with a cup.
他弄了冰块啊, 那个新鲜的juice。
He had the ice cubes and the fresh squeezed orange juice.
我很渴, 拿起那杯子准备喝。
I was very thirsty. I held the cup ready to drink.
一拿这个杯子啊, 这个手就滑滑的。
And when I held the cup, it was very slippery.
然后正要喝, 一看呢, 这杯子边上都是各种的mark。
And when I went to drink, I see on the rim of the glass, there are all these marks on it. I don't know what to do with this cup now. He says, go, have a drink, take a sip. So I use the cup, touch my lips, and I just put it back down. Now, what the cup holds is very good thing. And that's exactly what I need at that time. Oh, but the vessel was dirty. And so I couldn't drink it in.
弟兄姊妹, 教会传的福音是好的。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel which the church preach is good.
我们讲的基督是好的。
When we preach Christ, it is good.
教会本身是一个器皿。
But the church itself is a vessel.
若是它的材料不是照着神的心意。
If the nature of the vessel is not according to the desire of God.
若是它的制作不是照着神的心意。
If the work of the vessel is not according to the desire of God.
人觉得你们讲的话是对的。 但是我没有办法接受。
But others would feel, your words are right, but I cannot accept it.
是不是这样呢？
Is that the case?
我们用最浅的福音层面来说。
Now, even if we say a very basic on the gospel,
我们讲到教会的侍奉。
Now, when we talk about the service of church,
我们讲到教会的见证。
Now, we talk about the testimony of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，教会是一个团体的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, the church is a corporate vessel.
我们知道是见证的器皿。
And we know it's a vessel for testimony.
它的材料是全是纯金的。
Now all the quality of the vessel are to be fine gold.
在旧约里面呢，在圣所里面的器具，只有金灯台是全金的。
Now in the tabernacle in the Old Testament, in the Holy of Holies, only the golden lampstand is pure gold.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为教会是在世界中单单为着神的目的，为着神的利益。
That is because the church is the vessel chosen by God in this world solely for the purpose of God.
没有世界上任何一个团体，任何一个社会，任何一个国家能够承担这个责任。
There is no organization, no country in this world that can bear this responsibility for God.
我们知道有些国家被称作基督教国家。
Now we know some countries perhaps is called Christian country.
有些组织被称作基督教的组织。
There may be some organization that's called Christian organization.
有些学校被称作基督教的大学。
Some schools may be called this is a Christian university.
名字是这样。
Yes, they have that name.
但实际上它是不是单单为着神的旨意呢？
But in fact, are they a vessel solely for the will of God?
是不是单单为着神的利益呢？
Is it only for the benefit of God?
我们知道圣经里面神只把教会 只有教会能够承担这个责任。
We know that in the Bible, only the church has this responsibility.
这是为什么这个灯台必须是纯金。
That is why this golden lampstand must be pure gold.
金是说出神的性情。
Because gold tells us of the nature of God.
只有是出于神的。
Only that which is from God.
必须是神的性情的。
And must be the nature of God.
照着神的旨意来制作的。
According to the will of God that is made.
才配来承担神所托付的功用。
Then would it be worthy to be entrusted with the function as the vessel for God?
那一天主耶稣向约翰显现。
On that day when the Lord Jesus revealed himself to the Apostle John,
让他看见。
And John saw this picture.
难怪约翰他感觉到他在主的面前站不住。
And that's why John felt that he cannot stand before the Lord.
不仅看见主。
Not only did he see the Lord himself that he could not stand.
他看见主的旨意他也站不住。
Even if he saw the will of the Lord, he could not stand.
弟兄姊妹们并且这个器皿是团体的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, this vessel is a corporate vessel.
团体的器皿，我们知道这是神的心意。
Now we know this is the desire of God to have a corporate vessel.
神今天救人呢，是一个一个救的。
Today, as the Lord saves us, he saves us one by one.
我们每一个人都必须跟主之间有一个个别的关系和经历。
Each one of us must have an individual relationship with him.
但是那只是开头。
But that is only the beginning.
但是救恩结束的时候。
But when salvation ends.
救恩的过程中。
In the process of salvation.
神所要得着的是一个团体。
What God desires is a corporate vessel.
神的心意。
God's、
神所拣选的是教会。
What he chooses is the church.
神所要得着的也是一个团体的教会。
What God desires also to gain is a corporate body. That is the church.
整个世界上只有教会这个团体的器皿。
Because in the whole world, there's only the church, this vessel.
The corporate vessel.
This corporate vessel.
才能够完成神的目的和计划。
That can accomplish the will and plan of God.
我们知道主耶稣的丰富。
We know the riches of the Lord Jesus
Christ. 不论我们多爱慕主，多追求主。
And may we desire and long for him even more.
没有一个人可以完全的领会。
There's not one individual that can fully understand and receive this.
完全的经历。
To experience fully.
我在年轻的时候
When I was young,
有一位年长的姊妹帮助我们。
There was an older sister who helped us.
她常常跟我们说，主耶稣太丰富了。
She often would say to us, the Lord is too abundant.
她说，我求主让我活长一点。
She said, may the Lord allow for me to live longer.
可以经历多一点。
So I experienced a little bit more.
即便她那么爱主。
Even as she loved the Lord so much.
她也实在达到一个美好的光景。
Indeed, she is in a very good situation.
但是她也不能把基督的丰富。
But she cannot completely manifest the riches of Christ.
主要得着所有的弟兄姊妹。
We must gain all the brothers and sisters.
每一个人
，each one of us.
主要制作我们成为那个团体的器皿。
God will make us into that corporate body.
我们才能够经历他的丰富。
That we can all experience His richness.
并且我们也要借着这个团体的器皿。
And it's also through this corporate vessel.
我们才能够表现 基督的丰富。
That we're able to manifest the abundance of Christ.
像我们今天在这里聚会。
Just as we gather together here today.
我们有一些弟兄姊妹可能在那里照顾孩子。
There may be some brothers and sisters caring for the children.
弟兄姊妹他们在那里服侍。
Brothers and sisters, they're serving there.
他们在那里表现基督。
And they are manifesting Christ there.
我们要为他们感谢主。
And we thank them for the Lord.
有的人忠心到底。
And some are faithful to the end.
每一次有特会他就在那里照顾。
And each time there's a special conference, they are caring for the children.
我每次看见我心里面就非常的敬拜主。
And each time I see that, I worship the Lord.
我看见这些弟兄姊妹我仿佛呢就被主的丰富充满。
And when I see brothers and sisters in that situation, I am filled by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的看见？
Brothers and sisters, do you have such
a vision? 你我需要有这样的认识。
That you and I must have this understanding.
我们才发现基督的大。
When we see how great God is.
我们才发现基督的美。
When we see how beautiful Christ is.
我们才发现基督的丰富。
When we see how rich Christ is.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
好，我们知道教会乃是见证的团体的。
We know that the church is the corporate vessel for God's testimony.
我要快快的讲。
I must quickly go.
那么当教会承担这个托付的时候。
Now when the church received this commitment from God.
我们为着神那个见证的托付来追求的时候。
Now when God entrusts us with this testimony as we pursue for this.
我们需要注重两个点。
Now we must hold fast to 2 points.
在第一章第二节里面。
In chapter 1 verse 2.
第九节里面。
In verse 9.
约翰两次的提到神的话语和耶稣基督的见证。
John mentions twice the word and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们要叫教会这团体的器皿是纯净的。
That the corporate vessel of the church must be pure.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女们必须要在神的话语上认真。
Brothers and sisters, the children of God must be serious with the word of God.
我们需要对神的旨意有明亮、清晰、准确并且确定的认识。
We must have very clear assurance and confident and accurate of the will of God.
而且我们还要忠心的来持守主的话。
And we must be faithful to hold fast to the word of God.
我们明天要讲到，我们所在征战中所遇见的难处。
Tomorrow we'll share on the difficulties we'll encounter in spiritual warfare.
仇敌就是在这个点上攻击神的教会。
And it is on this point that the enemy will attack the church to break the word of God.
第二点。教会所要注重的乃是耶稣的见证。
Another point that the church must pay attention to is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们简单的讲什么是耶稣的见证。
If we simply put it, what is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
就是耶稣基督是谁。
That is who Jesus Christ is.
他在地上向我们显明他是父所差来的。
Now when he reveals on earth that he is the one that is sent by God the Father.
他一再的向我们显出他是谁。
Again, he reveals again and again to us who he is.
注重耶稣的见证。
Today we must emphasize on the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在神儿女们的聚集中间。
As the children of God gather together.
我们除了基督之外，没有别的主。
Now besides Christ, we have no other Lord.
主耶稣是我们一切侍奉和生活的原因。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the very reason for our living and our service.
我们不是为了传福音而去传福音。
It is not for the sake of preaching the gospel that we preach the gospel.
不是为了教导而去教导。
It is not for the sake of teaching that we teach.
我们乃是为着基督而有这些的侍奉。
But it is for Christ that we have such service.
他是原因。
He is the reason.
他也是源头。
He is also the source.
我们要尽这个功用的时候。
When we want to fulfill our function.
离开了他我们就没有这个功用。
Beside from him, we lose our function.
弟兄姊妹们我们必须和他有一个活的连结。
Brothers and sisters, we have a living union with him.
这是基督作主。
And that is Christ is the Lord.
并且他成为我们这一切活动的目的。
And Christ is also the goal of all our actions.
我们一切都归给他。
That all belongs to him.
他也成为我们侍奉和生活的中心。
And he is also the center of our servants and life.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女们，我们的生活、人生、教会需要有一个中心，要有一个焦点。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, in church life, we must have a center, a focal point.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候这个焦点从主耶稣身上移开一点点，一定遇见痛苦和难处。
Brothers and sisters, whenever the focal point shift even slightly off of Christ, we'll encounter sorrow and pain.
这也是仇敌厉害破坏和攻击的地方。
And that is also a breach, a gap for the enemy to come and attack and destroy.
最后我们看见，基督是主呢。它必须是我们一切侍奉和生活的内容。
When we see that Christ is Lord, we must see that He must be all our living and church life. And when we pay attention in this way, when the church enters into the function of the testimony for Christ, then we must simply say, then when the word of the Father is amongst His children, not only will we honor the word of God, that we will be established,
it
will also be our experience. And that is what Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy.
他說,
and he says that this house is the church of the living God. It must be filled with life. It is the life of God. And that is the manifestation of God's nature. How is that manifested? And that is the pillar of truth. That we are a pillar for truth. And we're also the foundation for truth. And this foundation is also the base. Now, how is the truth of the Lord the foundation? Now, is it based in the library of the church? This time I was living at the House of God in San Bruno. I went to visit the library at the church. I see many biographies and many books that help us read the Bible. We have all this in the church building that we say then the church is the pillar of truth, foundation of truth.
是的，这样做了第一步。
Yes, that may be a first step. But when we truly reach that point, that is when the truth becomes our living experience, that we live it out.
使徒保罗他说, 大哉敬虔的,
that's why Apostle Paul says, great is the mystery of godliness. That God was manifested in the flesh. That He was manifested in each individually for us as the Lord Jesus Christ. That He is the Word of God. And He is the truth. And He lived it out. And today He has given that to us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, that is what it means to live out in reality the house of God. Now, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, when it's lived out, how is that manifested? And that is shown to us in the entire book of Ephesians. That the church becomes a man. And it is the corporate Christ. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the head. And we are His body. And this man is a new man. It is a new mankind.
弟兄姊妹们, 显出了合一美好的光景。
Brothers and sisters, there is one unity in the church and this beautiful condition.
弟兄姊妹, 你我是不是达到了呢?
Brothers and sisters, have you and I obtained to this?
我们今天可能有一些的配搭。
Today, perhaps we are coordinately together.
有一些的相爱。
And we love one another somewhat.
弟兄姊妹们, 但是那个合一的实际显出来的是,
but brothers and sisters, when that oneness is manifested,
那是神托给教会那见证的彰显。
And that is the full manifestation of the testimony which God has entrusted to the church. My time is up.
我们知道在提摩太前书那一卷书呢是把教会的见证托给使者。
We know that in the book of 1 Timothy, that is the message of the angel to the church.
就是接信的人是一个侍奉主的工人。
The one who wrote the letter is one who serves the Lord.
以弗所书是把耶稣的见证托给教会全体。
Yeah, the book of Ephesians is the testimony to the corporate body, the church.
我们每一个人盼望都有一个心愿，我们能够被主握住，成为主的使者。
May each one of us have this desire that the Lord will be held in the hand of the Lord, that will be His angel, His messenger.
彼此勉励。
May we encourage one another.
我们在一起的聚会。
That as we gather together,
不是无所谓的,
It is not very casual.
不是今天基督教里面做什么我们就做什么。
It is not just because this is the Christian thing to do. That's what we're doing.
甚至有人感觉，你看他们有，我们就觉得自己很羞愧。
And perhaps we see others, they have this, and we feel ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道主给我们的托付。
Brothers and sisters, we must know what the Lord has committed to us.
我们活出耶稣基督的见证。
That we must live out the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving as we praise you.
因为你不仅为我们每一个人舍命在十字架上。
Because not only did you give your life on the cross for each one of us.
主啊，你更是爱教会，为教会舍命。
Even more so, Lord, you loved the church and you gave yourself for her.
主啊，我们承认我们自己是贫穷，是软弱，是可怜的。
Lord, we confess that we are poor and needy and pitiful.
我们恳求你给我们一个心愿。
And we seek earnestly that you give us this desire.
我们领受了你的爱。
That we have received your love.
让我们也爱你。
That we would love you.
我们得着了你的服侍。
That we have gained your service.
让我们也服侍你。
That we would likewise serve you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
But we thank thee for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.